Next guest here on the morning show, back in her hometown of Grand Haven, living in a beautiful area of the country now in Boulder, Colorado. But quoting Julie Beekman, "I try to return home as often as possible, doing so during Coast Guard Festival, especially dear to me," as she is presenting her works at the Bookman this week. Two Trees, a memoir. Julie Beekman, welcome to the morning show.
And thank you for having me.
Have any twin that you need to, you know, look up or bring in?
No twin.
It's just Julie Beekman, isn't it? Well, thank you for
twin that I'm aware of.
That's sometimes you have to think that way. Julie, you run marathons, you're a partner in a restaurant group in Colorado, you're working on a follow-up memoir as well. Again, what's important here is a Grand Haven native, so welcome back to you.
Thank you so much. It's really good to be here.
Do you remember Coast Guard Festival? Was that a big time for you?
It was, because my parents put me, there used to be Little Miss Coast Guard, and my parents put me in the pageant. Every little girl would get a question, and my question was, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I responded with a witch, because I really did want to be a witch. Good witch, of course. Okay. I won, and so I was Little Miss Coast Guard, I think 1971 or 72.
If you do the math, it says you were 4 and a half, crowned Little Miss Coast Guard, a festival tradition more so. Well,
I got to ride on the float and be part of that whole thing. So Coast Guard festivals, when you grow up in Grand Haven, it's amazing.
Yes.
You know, you've got the beach there and all the activities. And
you did the Coast Guard, 5 and or 10K?
I did the 10K. Yeah, very slowly. I
wasn't going there. You did the race. That's what's important. So again, welcome back. But hey, you are also here to speak to those at the Bookman this Thursday evening about, what's happened since you were 4 and a half years old and beyond. So, Julie, let's put the memoir hat on. I hold in my hand Two Trees, a very easy read, but yet some challenging words in between. So, Two Trees, this is your story?
Yes. I wrote this, at first it was kind of therapeutic to write, but my end result is hopefully to help people. There's a lot of women that are stuck in victim mode, I like to say, and I don't think we need to be there. I think we can all be resilient and get over, trauma and abuse.
Not that this has been my theme, but again, speaking with Jessica Ann and Monica, they shared a bit of their history that most likely made them stronger. This is described as a heart-wrenching personal account by you, covering every topic that has become relevant in our culture. We smile and we congratulate you at 4 and a half being crowned Little Miss Coast Guard, but looks like your life plunged into a childhood and adolescence of abuse. Let's have you give some cliff notes.
Yeah, that's correct. My time in Grand Haven was absolutely wonderful in so many ways, but there were a lot of secrets. My father died when I was 7. He worked for the Grand Haven Tribune, and he died when I was 7, and then my mother, Marge, decided that we needed to get a cultural awareness, she liked to say. So we moved all over the country.
And weren't you adopted?
I was adopted, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And actually, I was conceived here on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids.
TMI, but obviously you've done your homework.
I have. I've done a lot of research.
Yes.
And I was born in Muskegon, and then I was adopted by the Beekmans in Grand Haven. Yes.
All right. And again, describing, taking you way back, describing your father as a pretty cool guy, an unstable mom.
Yes, correct. And when we first left Grand Haven, I was incredibly upset
because mom wanted you to experience culture.
Right. But in the end, I think that it was a really great thing that she did. Most of my life was spent in Philadelphia, and with trips back here to visit. At first, I just thought we were never going to come back. And this is my home.
When did the abuse start?
When I was, well, it probably started right away. My first memories of it are around 4 years old.
Yes. I don't want to dwell on that, but take me through junior high, high school.
Yeah, so as we moved, I ended up in the Philadelphia area. We lived in a car for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then the abuse got progressively worse, especially since my brothers...
Who was abusing?
...were older. My mother. Okay. And my brothers had gone off to college, mm-hmm. and so... I became kind of her punching bag, if you will. And then I started talking to an art therapist when I was in eighth grade. And the only way she could get me to really talk, is through drawing. And so I always drew one tree. And then I would tell her a story off of that one tree that I drew. Once I trusted her, I drew two trees. And she's still in my life today, this art therapist. She's amazing, Emily Chernikoff.
And obviously much of our conversation in your work, Two Trees, a memoir. How did you get out of the situation?
I was very forthcoming once I trusted Emily. And I came into school one day and I had a broken bone in my hand. Mm-hmm. And she had to call the authorities, even though I was scared. And then I ended up in foster care. And I actually had my own apartment by the time I was 17. Oh, I was, I was 18. I got emancipated. Mm-hmm. But, yes. And I started therapy immediately.
Yes, knowing that you needed help.
Yes.
Yes. So how about the relationship with your mother? I guess.
There's not one.
There's not one now.
No. There's not one. Not much has changed. We were kind of close. Two of my brothers passed away very early in life. And during those times, I was close to her because I just felt awful. She lost two children. Mm-hmm. And so I did kind of come into her life for a little bit during that time.
So lots in between, but how do you find yourself in Boulder, Colorado? Obviously, with life as it is today.
Yeah, I when we traveled, one of the places we went was Colorado.
When
I was young. Yes, we traveled across country, and I fell in love with Colorado. Mm-hmm. I love aspen trees. And I just knew that one day I would live there. And once my closest brother, Dan, passed away, that is when I decided that instead of mourning, like moving through that, I would start running marathons with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Yes. Wow. And then also I would move and do what I wanted to do, which was live in Colorado and ski and be outdoors. And it's a good life.
What... did you claim a profession? How did you pay your rent?
Yeah. I went to Temple University. I wanted to be a history professor and write books. But because of school loans, I was a little afraid to get my master's degree. So I had started as a flight attendant with rock bands.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, it's okay. Another book. It's another book.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I worked in fine dining for a long time. And just in the last couple years, I met another Michigander, Marcy Miller, and we partnered for an organic restaurant. And we work with all local farmers, and it's pretty amazing.
And that, again, is your life in Boulder, the restaurant that we were mentioning.
Correct.
Oh, you've had this question before, just with a couple minutes left. Julie, what was it like to write Two Trees? You had to take, you had to go back there.
Oh, I did. In every, using all of my senses. I mean, I had to feel it, smell it, taste it, all of it. It's not an easy thing to do, especially on the first draft. I did a lot of feeling and crying, but it was incredibly cathartic.
You will be talking about your work this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Bookman. How will this work?
Well, I will discuss, I'm going to read Grand Haven stuff, of course.
Yeah.
there's a lot of Grand Haven stuff in there. Musical Fountain and certain places we would go, PAFs. And the feedback I've gotten so far is people love reading about what they know and recognizing places. So that's the goal on Thursday.
You are still in the moment of writing. I understand you've got a follow-up memoir, plus a historical fictional novel?
That's correct. One of my cousins discovered that my mother's father was with this woman named Maggie Maley. And Maggie Maley and my grandfather they were kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde of Grand Rapids and Muskegon. And I am so intrigued that I'm writing historical fiction based around them. And she was a potato farmer, and she played a hand organ on the streets of Grand Rapids and Muskegon. So I'm completely intrigued. I can't stop doing research, and I'm writing that.
Next marathon?
I have a half marathon in Wyoming.
Well, that's right. I'm going to write that one down.
And that's coming up in September. It's the Cheyenne.
You are not close to Taper, so get out there and run along the river today in Grand Haven for sure. All right, full circle, Julie Beekman, again, seeing you Thursday night at the Bookman, right?
Yes, 7 p.m.
And how do we find out more about your work?
I have a Facebook page. It's author Julie Beekman, Twitter, any social media, and then also juliebeekman.com if you want to contact me. If you know anything about Maggie Maley, please tell me.
Two Tree is a memoir. Julie Beekman, thank you for your words.
Thank you.